Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a new recent, like, listener. I think you are fucking amazing. Like, I wish there were more people like you. I just think, I try and catch listening to your station, like, whenever I get a chance. I just think you're, like, straight up. Like, I love the way you just say it like it is. Like, it's fucking amazing. Too bad there are not more guys like you.
I like what you do because not only are you helping these gentlemen, you're also helping us. Because as a woman, I don't want a wimpy guy that I can walk all over. And believe me, I have a million of those guys chasing after me and they completely turn me off. Women like a strong man. Women like a confident man. They like men that have a life. And they like men that don't drop everything, you know, just because she snaps her fingers.
Have more respect for men that are like you three that keep the shit 1,000 than these motherfuckers that are thirsty and come at
right.
Have, but it's more of the game, the storyline, the lies. If I had a man that kept shit 1,000 with me and I know he's 100% real, yeah, we're fucking every day if it's by my choice. But motherfuckers out there don't know how to keep shit real, and they think they about real, and they not. They think they know how to fuck, and they don't.
The Man Mindset Show celebrates the strength, wisdom, insight, and purpose men carry throughout their life and throughout this world. Our purpose is to develop strong character, communication skills, and teach a secret system of power, hidden knowledge that will lead you through your own personal development and growth. You will learn new information to help you develop a proactive direction and goals, and also how to control sexual thoughts and outcomes. Most importantly, you will gain the ability to produce desired results in any endeavor undertaken, ultimately leading to a realization of your own purpose and mission in life. Learn how to reinvent yourself and to see the world with a new set of eyes without any self-sabotage or excuses. It's game time.
What's going on, everybody? I am your host, Dean Classes in Session. We have a live show tomorrow. We're talking about tennis. Tomorrow. But today we're going to discuss, and this is kind of like a history lesson, and educate you guys a little bit more on what's happening in the world today when it comes to manhood. If y'all guys want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Put it right there if y'all want to call in. But every once in a while, we got to take a moment. And I got to take a moment. And I've got to have a kind of like a powwow with a lot of you young guys out there, because the thing about history is that history always repeats itself, and a lot of you guys are getting caught up in something that a lot of you guys don't understand, and we are going to talk about that. Today we're going to be talking about some real serious issues that's happening in the community as far as men. And we're going to be talking about what a lot of dating coaches are doing or not doing to help you grow. But before I get into that, let me grab this because I got a lot to talk about. Let me grab this. Got a question real quick. 314, what's your question, man? What's up, sir?
My question is, Steve, is how do we fast track? I'm not necessarily just asking this for me, for all the brothers, but how do we fast track getting things to be about us? Because a lot of us have hearts, and we care about what the female thinks and what she wants and trying to be there for her. How do we fast track, you know,
having all right, that's an excellent question. Ahead. Okay. Wait, stay here. That is an excellent question, but let's dissect it, okay? Okay, what did you tell me? How do you put your – you said you're putting your emotions into the woman, right? Right?
Yes.
Okay. And you say, how do I fast track to do what now, sir?
Make it be about us.
Okay. And it's not a complicated answer. You got to make it about you. All right, I'm going to explain it. I'm just not going to say what the fuck I just said. I'm going to break it down because sometimes, 314, it's so simple, it becomes complicated, okay? So Follow me on this. Do you remember when you were in kindergarten, first grade, and second grade? You kind of have an idea what you were like back then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when your teacher gave you a crayon, a marker, or a paintbrush, and a piece of paper? You would just do and doodle and draw whatever you wanted, right?
Yes, sir.
And the outside world had nothing to do with what you put on that paper, right?
Yes.
When you go to the line of McDonald's, Burger King, or whatever fast food restaurant you eat, and you order food and there's people around you, are you thinking about what they think about you ordering what you want?
No.
No. So here's my question. What is so special about these women that you have to give her your emotions? And I'm not being funny.
I'm gonna answer for you, Steve, because like I said, I'm not asking you this for me, because I got some situations that happened due to me not listening that's kind of took me out the game for a while. But I'm asking you so we could put this towards the other brothers, so they don't have this happen to them.
Yes.
All right. So because we fiend and we lust after the box. I can't. I'm with my family right now because of everything going on. So I'm being PG over here.
No doubt. I respect. But here's my question. Whatever happened to fiending and lusting over your name?
Bingo.
If you see what people don't understand, and a lot of these dating coaches don't explain, we're going to be breaking this down, is that it's not about the woman. It's never about the woman. It's everything you see on YouTube today. What is it about? What is it about 9 times out of 10?
Women. How to make women happy. How to be the best man that you could be for a woman.
Or how women are the scum of the earth. How women have double standards. How women this. How women that. How women that. So here's the million-dollar question. Why do you entertain looking at shit that has nothing to do with the game?
Because we're trying so hard to get back to where we came from, Steve, else.
Okay, but wait a second. Hold on. If I asked you what 2 + 2 is, what would you tell me?
4.
Okay, and if I asked you how did you come with 4, you would say you sat in the classroom and the teacher explained to you what a 2 was, and if you added up, what it would come up. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When does confidence kick in? When does common sense kick in and say that if the game ain't about women, Why the fuck am I listening to somebody bitch about something that has nothing to do with the game?
It either happens where we have a situation like I have where I was doing too much and now I'm, you know, out the game for a little bit. Or
right, wait,
we have a child.
Okay, but wait, 314. Again, what does that have to do with women?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
See, what you said, a baby or what you did a lot for a woman, that was a choice you chose to do. The woman didn't
exactly
ask you to do. So, again, if we take women out the equation, then it's all about who? Who is it all about?
Me.
Right. So, what do you think these guys are doing today when they are worrying about women? They're complaining about women. They're trying to find ways to sleep with women. Who's got the power? Who do you think's got the power right now?
The women do.
Exactly. And they don't even realize they're being set up by men. Feel me on this.
Yeah.
When you're watching those YouTubes on them bitching about women, complaining about women, trying to get you to get women and all this other stuff, do you think women are sitting around thinking about you?
No, they're going after the dude who's going after himself. They'll let that dude abuse them, use them, and everything else because they're trying to get to them, and they don't want them.
Right. So technically, isn't the guy that you're listening to on YouTube really fucking you over? God damn it, the line thing. I messed the line up. But isn't the guy on YouTube technically fucking you over?
Yeah, sir. That's the biggest finesse game, and there's a lot of dudes coming up off of that.
No, and listen, tonight we're going to break some stuff down. We're going to talk about the wall. We're going to talk about single mothers. We're going to talk about all the shit that they don't tell you the truth about. We're going to talk about all that shit tonight. But what I'm saying to you, 314, is I can't force you to see it. You see what I'm saying, my brother? If I force you, that means I'm creating a cult, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to say, 314, is that common sense should tell you that if they're complaining about women, who are they giving the power to when they complain about women?
The women.
Right. Okay. So then what do you think the virus is going to do when it trickles down to the listener? What is he going to make it about?
The women.
And then when he meets the woman, who's going to have the advantage?
The woman.
Exactly, because he doesn't have a sense of self. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
That's correct.
So,
yes, sir.
What I'm saying is I'm not here to knock anybody can put YouTubes up. I'm not here to knock them. I'm here to tell you guys, be buyer beware. Just because he's a guy doesn't mean he knows the motherfucking game. Because if he knew the game, here's the question, 314. If he knew the game, why isn't he teaching you more about yourself versus talking about something that has nothing to do with the game or yourself, sir?
Because he knows that dudes are so thirsty to get the box. Yes. That they'll listen to that BS and they'll come up and profit off of. That's what it is. They know.
I'm clapping right now. I'm clapping right now. Yes. See, I'm not here to knock you, 314, but I'm going to say something. And please don't. And I'm not trying to disrespect you, okay? I'm not trying to disrespect you. But the people know when you want sex so bad, it blinds you to a point where you become gullible, disillusioned, and naive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not calling you that. I'm saying that when you make it about the woman, do you think the woman is fucked? Okay, let me ask you a question. Has any of these guys that bitch about women, have they ever told you that women know the game better than the majority of you motherfuckers out there? Have they ever told you that?
No, well, not all of them, but some of them will say that. But most of the time they don't, because like I said, if they do that, then they're not. If they do that, it's gonna mess up their money.
They're gonna lose their following. They're gonna lose their following because they want to be See, a lot of these young boys want to be validated. They want to be validated. That means they want somebody to say that, you know what, it's not your. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
Yep.
Okay, let's look at the percentage. How many of these guys blame women versus blaming the guy for being gullible, naive, and disillusioned? What do you think the tip is on the scale?
90% to 10, or 95%
right.
to 5.
Yeah, 90, okay, right. So, but here's the thing, and we're going to talk about it today. You don't understand what happened before. See, most of you guys are clueless to the seduction community. Y'all are clueless towards what happened in the late 80s and 90s and early 2000s. You probably just see what you see right now. But what we're going to be talking about tonight is this is just a repeat of what happened decades ago. And we're going to talk about that. It's just a repeat because it's a cycle. It's a cycle with these guys. It's always going to be a cycle. And guess who the food is? Do you think it's the women or do you think it's you?
It's me. I mean, you know, but again, till you have something that, like, happened to me that, like, opens your eyes and forces you not to make it about the sex or the women or whatever, you're just going to keep on doing what you're doing till you hit a wall.
Well, but
you know, that's all it is.
Right, but 3 and 4, this is what I've been doing for 30 years plus.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get you to avoid the trap that most guys that listen to those guys get in. They don't understand what they are getting their asses into because they are putting themselves in a position to be in your position. You see what I'm saying, 314? They're
mm-hmm.
putting themselves in a position to be in your position right now, and they don't even realize it because they don't understand how these women work. How these women think, how these women operate, what these women know, and what they love the fact that, guess what? These guys won't tell them the truth. These guys out here are so busy trying to validate these young boys that they don't want to tell the truth because they're going to lose money, subscriptions, and clicks because the end thing is what? Complaining about women, complaining about government,
mm-hmm.
about family court, complaining about single mothers, complaining about everything in the sun. That's the thing. See, you got to understand, this ain't the first time it's happened. This
mm-hmm.
is not the first time. It's coming back around like Haley Comet. And every 10 years, there's going to be a new thing. You see what I'm saying? First it was the seduction community. Then all of a sudden it's FedTow, and now it's a war against women, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, 314. Has anybody stopped to ask? Because what do guys say today? Women are manipulative, right? They're deceptive.
Mm-hmm.
They're no good, and they manipulate men any way they can, right? Right?
If you let them, that's what they leave out. If you let them,
right. But yeah, right. That's true. But here's the next thing: has anybody been honest to say that they are the creators of what the fuck we're going through right now? Has anybody, all these motherfuckers bitching about women, Have they ever told these listeners out here that they are the creators of what the fuck y'all are dealing with right now? Did they ever tell
exactly.
you that?
Nope, then they're not. Because like you said, they're gonna lose their money. They're going to lose their following. People going to stop drinking the Kool-Aid. And you know, it's over with.
What I'm saying is that everybody thinks that women all of a sudden one day became fucking evil and fucking what they are today. But nobody.
I mean, I'm gonna take it back. It says in. I mean, I know you're not Christian, but it said in the Bible, like Adam had the choice to be like, no, I ain't taking the apple. But he said, I'm going ahead and eat it. My wife did it. I'm going to do it. And then he got messed over.
Right,
so,
right. But what I'm saying is that a lot of these young boys won't do their history. Like, okay, I talked about it earlier today and I took it down. A lot of these motherfuckers think Elvis is the king of rock and roll, right? They think they think it's Elvis, right? Because he's the first. Because remember, just because you did it first or you're seen first doesn't mean you were the first one to do it, right? But it's the perception that these young boys have that they don't realize Elvis. See, and I'm not making, I will never make this a black-white thing because I'm not about that shit. But you do understand that all the shit that these motherfuckers are trying to teach you, learn from, it came from the streets. All this shit came, and when I say this, let me tell you when I say the streets. I'm talking about Italian mob bosses, Japanese mob bosses. It didn't have a race. It came from the street. So what a lot of these corporate motherfucking guys do is that they go down to the streets like Elvis did across that damn bridge, and he saw a few black motherfuckers wiggling their hips and shit, and what did he say? You know what? I'm going to take that from them. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to wiggle my a little bit, and people will be like, oh my God, he's losing his mind. I've never seen anybody wiggle their hips before. And then a lot of people say, well, he learned from Chuck Berry, right? But who the fuck is Chuck Berry? From Rosetta Thorpe. See, people don't know a woman, Rosetta Thorpe, was doing fucking rock and roll before there was even an Elvis. But see, they don't learn it. See, they don't want to go back and study. They take things at face value, meaning they think that when you're complaining about women, and we're going to discuss all this, it's money in this right now. That's the money game right now. The money bag and the money game right now is bitching about women, but guess who suffers? Guess who suffers through all them making all this money? You suffer because you are going to get your ass in a situation that you're not going to be able to handle, and you ain't going to even see it coming. You ain't going to even see it coming because what these guys are doing is they're just recreating what has happened in the late 80s, the 90s, and the early 2000s. That is all they're doing. Coming up with a catchphrase, a trick, and a gimmick. And the gimmick now is that women are the scourge of the earth. Don't date single mothers. Stay away from the government. You know, she's got a high dick count that she's not worth anything. You see how they talk to these guys? They got these motherfuckers thinking that a woman's really going to tell them, well, you know what? I've been with 3,780 guys. Ain't a woman going to tell you that shit.
Yeah, nope. Matter of fact, I don't even want to know. You ain't even got to tell me.
But 314, here's the best part about it. You can say all you want to stay away from single mothers, right? What happens if you're in a gym and you see this fine-ass woman that has a banging-ass body that's giving you a little play, and she tells you she a single mother? Do you really think that motherfucker's going to be like, oh, no, I don't want to talk to you. You're a single mother. You're the scourge of the earth. You're going to take me for all it. Do you think that mother going to say that shit?
No, because I didn't. But I had the reality check, you know, the game that you, you know, O'Shea and other brothers had gave me, and then life had put me in a position to where I had to slow it down and make it about me. I'm not going to die or nothing like that, but, you know, I got to make some adjustments, and I got to change up how I'm doing it. I got to make it about me. And
but
I don't have that. Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
What I'm saying, brother, before we continue what I'm doing, what I'm saying to you is this, is that the question to your answer is so simple, young man. It's the most complicated thing in the world to do because you can't see beyond the edge. You can't see beyond that edge because you think it's all about women. And if you're making it about women, who are you giving your power away to?
To the woman.
And
exactly.
So then why would a woman want to be with somebody that's willing to give his power away to her? And he doesn't even know me, she's thinking. He doesn't know anything about me but what he sees. And he's giving me all of his power. Do you think she's going to respect that motherfucker?
Nope. They're not. Sometimes it's just best to take it slow. Like the whole thing about it is it's a race to the bedroom, and then after you find out after you hit it two or three times that it really ain't hitting on it. Like few women, you know. I can go in, but go ahead, Steve.
But by the time you hit it, she's already drained your bank account. By the time you hit. She has got all her resources from you and is ready to pass you on to her friend. But see, they don't. See, do they tell you about that shit? No. Because they got you focused on the wrong shit. See, think about this for a second. If you really knew the truth, do you know how they would go away? Because then you would start to question them. Why are you talking about shit that has nothing to do with the game? Why are you always complaining about women? Why are you always bitching, whining, moaning about shit that ain't got nothing to do with me? Because let me ask you a question. Is your situation my business?
Nope.
Is your friend's situation with his girl my business?
Nope.
Is the guy that tries to talk to a woman and get shut down, is it my business?
Nope.
If a woman smacks the shit out of a guy somewhere in Colorado, is it my business?
No, sir.
If a woman in fucking Arizona uses a guy for his money and runs that motherfucker, is it my business?
Nope.
Then why the fuck do they try to make you think it is your business then?
Because they want to make it seem they want to put that fear that the woman is more important than what you got going on. And people, we got to start, like you said earlier about our last name. We got to figure out about our legacies and how we gonna take care of be in position to take care of our parents. And then when the right woman comes along, to have a discernment to find out if she gonna help you build your kingdom and y'all build each other up.
Who have you?
But they don't say that.
They don't say that. When is the last time a guy bitched about women talk about name? He don't talk about name because he ain't in the fucking game. Listen, anybody can pretend to be a dating coach now. That's the new thing. Everybody thinks they know, right? Right? So everybody's going to, and what do? You got the parrots, okay? You got the regurgitators, right? That means you got somebody regurgitating what somebody else says. He thinks he's a dating coach now because he's using the same language as the guy he was following. You got motherfuckers like that today thinking they know the name. And there's not one authentic fucking thing about them except they are regurgitating what somebody else told them to say.
Yep.
Do you hear motherfuckers use I heard a motherfucker say orbit. What the fuck is an orbit? What the fuck is spin plates? What is that stupid shit? But do you but you see what the internet has created? It is saying that, you know what? I can be a dating coach, right? Which is your right to say if you want to be a dating coach, right? But what people don't understand is you are dealing with lives. You're not, this is not a game, dude. You're taking impressionable people and are steering them down a dark pathway in which they're going to get fucked. Kind of, I guess, like you, 314, because I'm sure you were listening to motherfuckers too with that bullshit, wasn't you?
Early on, till I stumbled upon y'all, you know. And
but before you,
you know, I had.
Before you stumbled upon us, what was this shit that you were so locked into that they were telling you? What were they saying to you before you stumbled onto us?
Oh, that, you know, these women out here, you know, they ratchet. That they got, you know, they got all these kids and they gonna try to, you know what I'm saying? They make songs about it. Like, and, you know, and it's funny because they make songs about it, complaining about it, and then they end up, you know, being number one or whatever. And the guys follow it, not knowing that this guy is using y'all to come up.
Do you, do you ever want to know why I don't generalize like that? Do you want to know why I don't generalize like that? Because do you think I've dated every fucking woman on the planet to make that general? Well, then, again, where does common sense come in that? Just because you dated a hand fucking full of women doesn't mean that every woman is the same. Who said that shit? Who made that motherfucking shit up where every woman's the same? Because here's the question. All right, they always tell you single mothers are the same, right? Right? So does that make Kobe Bryant's wife an ain't shit single mother because she's one?
No.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Right, but see, that's what I'm saying, brother. They got these young boys thinking that all single mothers are the same. And listen, this is what separates me from everybody. I don't know anybody that tells you this, but I know I'm probably the only one that tells you never judge by what people tell you. You judge every woman based off how she treats you. Fuck all that other shit. I don't care what it says about a woman because it ain't none of my fucking business. I don't care if she throws a face, hits him in his jaw. That shit ain't got nothing to do with me. But how is it that you, have you ever watched the news where somebody shot up a movie theater on Mars or some shit like that? And by the time it gets on Facebook in the news, you don't even want to go to the movie theater in your city. You see what I'm saying? Because they know how to manipulate you based off of your fucking thirst. They know you want pussy, right? But they also know that you don't know what the fuck you're doing. So what does a smart person say? You know what? He doesn't know what he's doing, so I'm going to let him fuck himself over, right? But guess what he's going to be? Mad, bitter, angry, and he's going to want to lash out, and that's where I come in at. I'm going to comfort this guy and tell him it's okay. It's not your fault. It's the woman's fault. But here's the next
question. No, it's your fault because you chose to deal with it, and she ran the touchdown. You threw it a ball, you paint man, and you threw it to Jerry Rice, and he took it all the way down for a 90-yard touchdown, and he doing a flip in the intersection. That's what it is.
I'll even give you an easier analogy. How many times is Charlie Brown going to try to kick the fucking football until he realizes that Lucy's going to yank that bitch every time he cries? How many times is he going to – he's not even realized that shit yet, right? How many times –
Well, he did about 50 times to this last movie, but it took him 50 times in 30 years or 2-3 years, however old is he in the actual thing. But in real time, it took him 30, 40 years to realize, I run up on this ball, Lucy going to move it. So I'm going to just stop, and she's going to be looking crazy.
But common sense would tell you the first time. How many times? Mm-hmm. Look, I told you to come camping to me at this place called Crystal Lake that's fucking got blood all over the goddamn floor. I mean, my God, how many times you got to go camping in Crystal Lake to realize there's a sword-wielding, crazy-ass, axe-murdering motherfucker in a hockey mask? How many times they got to keep going back there to realize that shit? Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People,
yep. They went back. They went back 9 times, dug them up, took them to space. Still, they don't understand that not to go there.
And still don't understand. And even with Freddy Krueger, they brought that. They went back to Crystal Lake. Even with Freddy Krueger. So.
Yeah.
But see this. See.
And he told you, and Freddy told you, look, if you give me the power, that's how I get the power. Like, he said up there, but you too scared to make a move.
Your
man.
Fear.
Yeah.
Just like it. What did it say? The your fear is what makes him strong, right? But 314, let's look at the dynamics between men and women real quick. We got to look at power. We got to look at power, okay? When you're thirsty and you want to fuck her, who holds the power?
She do.
When you're kissing her ass, who holds the power?
She does.
When you're nervous, who holds the power?
She does.
When you have anxiety, who has the power?
She does.
When you ask for a fucking number, who has the power?
She does.
When you're bitching about women, who has the power?
She does.
When you're blaming the women for everything that goes wrong in your life, who's got the power?
She does.
Then why the fuck do you listen to people that take your fucking power away? That just doesn't make any sense. How do you listen to somebody that doesn't look to you as the answer, but rather her the blame? How does that work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, Steve, it takes, and I thought I had got away scot-free, but sometimes it just takes, life takes a good, has to take a good kick it to your rear end.
I know, and I'm trying to help these young men avoid that trap.
Yep.
They don't understand the wrath and fury of a woman that has more game than him. They don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand. But a lot of guys out there don't realize that a lot of these dating coaches don't want you to know the truth. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. The things that they don't want to admit to you. Do you know that some of these motherfuckers out here don't even use their real fucking name? Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, who the fuck is Rolo Tomasi? Look the fuck name up. I'm not joking. Look up the name. How are you gonna trust a motherfucker that doesn't even stand on his real name? Think about
that. Yep.
How the fuck do you even follow somebody that lies about his... Dude, are you not ashamed of your fucking name and you can't stand on your name? Why do you gotta...
No, they gotta... It's just like Catch Me If You Can. They gotta give you the fake name so when they run off with your mail or run off with whatever that they running off with, they already done scammed you. You done already put $2,000 or $3,000 in a fake game or fake whatever you didn't put 2,000 or 3,000 hours listening to that BS.
How can I teach you about the precious name, your name, right? How can I teach you about the most precious thing you have, your last name, right? When I'm not even telling you your name. Do you see what I'm saying? How can a motherfucker even see that? Hey, that see what you gotta understand, what is going on today? Everybody's using all these acronym names and coming up. They ain't standing on their name, and nobody realizes, wait a second. Why are you so afraid to tell the world your fucking name? Your name should be something you should be proud of. Am I correct? And if you're not proud of your name, then why the fuck am I listening to somebody who uses a fake fucking name? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to know about being a man by someone that lies about his name and complains about fucking women? That's a double negative right there. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
So wouldn't that guy be fucked, lady, by listening to that bullshit?
Mm-mm. No, sir. Like, it. No.
All right, well, go ahead and mute you. What else? I got to get ready to start the show, but is there anything else you got, man?
No, I mean, you know, either you're going to listen to Steve and you're going to listen to the real, which is making it about you, or you're going to end up in a place where you're going to have to make it about you. And I don't really have, you know.
But 314.
Go ahead.
Who else do you know other than me that tells you don't even fucking believe me? Who is the only, who else do you know on here, on YouTube, that tells you, don't believe me, see it for yourself? Who tells you that shit?
Nobody.
That's my point. Why? That's the question that should be asked. Because I tell you don't believe them, and I tell you don't believe me, because I'm not even different. I'm no different than them. Do not fucking believe me. See the shit for yourself. That's what I'm saying. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. I'm going to throw you back. I got to reset the fucking thing, the call line and shit. It kind of fucked up. But if you want to call back in, feel free. But I got to break this shit down, okay, man?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to throw you back in, but call back if you can, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, 100, man. We'll throw you back in. Let me reset the thing now.